Lesson 1.
The sun is rising. Birds are singing songs. It is another wonderful morning in the wonderful woods. What? You don't know what the wonderful woods is, do you? Oh, I'll tell you. It's a woods where all the animals live together. Here is the house of Mother Fox. Let's look inside. Oh, she is waking up her little son, Foxy.
Good morning, dear. Get up.
Oh, no, Mum. Let me sleep for another 5 minutes, please.
Have you forgotten? Today is your first day at school.
Oh, I have forgotten. Good morning, Mum.
Go to the bathroom, wash your face, and don't forget to clean your teeth.
All right, Mum.
Have you washed your face yet?
No, I haven't. I'm washing it now.
Have you cleaned your teeth yet?
No, I haven't. I'm cleaning them now.
Have you brushed your hair yet?
No, I haven't. I'm brushing it now. I'm ready.
Oh dear, what a wonderful son you are. Come to the kitchen. Your breakfast is ready.
No, Mum. I'm a big fox. Don't forget, I'm going to school. I must be strong. I must do my morning exercises. Left arm up and say hooray. Left arm up and say hooray. Left arm up and say hooray. My mother's gone away.
No, I haven't. I haven't gone away. I'm going to stay at home.
Mum, it's just a song. Right arm up and say hooray. Right arm up and say hooray. Right arm up and say hooray. My mother's gone away.
No, I haven't. I haven't gone away. I'm going to stay at home today.
Mum, it's just a song. Left leg up and say hooray. Left leg up and say hooray. Left leg up and say hooray. My mother stays at home. Is that better?
Much better. Come here. Breakfast is on the table.
I must be strong. I must eat a lot. What do we have for breakfast today?
Everything you like. Here's some chicken, here are some eggs, here's some sausage. Enjoy your meal.
Can I have some milk, please?
Of course you can. Here you are.
Thank you, Mum. Everything was delicious. Where is my bag? I have to go.
It's behind your desk, dear.
Oh, here it is. Bye-bye, Mum. I'll be back this evening.
Have a good day, Foxy.
Now Foxy is on his way to school. He is happy. He will see his new friends and his teacher. Oh, there they are. Foxy can see a raccoon. She looks beautiful. He goes up to her.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Foxy. What's your name?
My name is Raccoon. Are you one of Mr. Deer's new pupils?
Who is Mr. Deer?
Don't you know? He is our teacher.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course I knew that.
All right. Are you ready for school?
Of course, I'm ready. I have a bag and there are a lot of books in my bag.
I mean, can you read or write?
No, I can't.
But I can do everything. I can read very well, and I can write.
Oh, you are very clever.
Yes, I am.
Well, who is behind the tree? Do you know him?
Ah, that is Hare. He's so cowardly. I don't want to play with him. Do you want to play with him?
Yes, I want to.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Foxy. What's your name?
I'm Hare.
Why are you hiding behind the tree?
I'm scared.
What are you scared of?
Of everything.
Why?
Because I'm not strong. I'm very weak.
Don't be scared. I'm strong. Let's be friends.
Okay.
Do you know that hedgehog?
No, I don't.
Look, he is crying. Do you know why?
No, I don't.
Let's ask him.
No, I'm scared.
Don't forget, I'm your friend now. Don't be scared.
All right, let's go.
Why are you crying, Hedgehog?
She's greedy. She won't share anything with me.
Who?
The skunk.
What won't she share with you?
She won't share a sweet with me.
That is not a problem. I have a sweet. Here you are. Don't you cry.
Thank you. You're so kind. The skunk is not kind. She's greedy. She has an apple and a cake. She never shares anything with the others.
It's my apple and it's my cake. I'm not going to give it to you.
We don't need them. Let's be friends.
Aha! First you say, let's be friends, and then, can I have an apple, please? I don't need any friends.
As you like.
Oh, I can smell cake. Give me that cake, you silly skunk.
Don't say give me, say...
Don't forget you, silly skunk. My name is Wolfie the Wolf, and I never say, can I have? I always say, give me. And when I say give me, you will give me what I want.
All right, Wicked Wolfie the Wolf.
What did you say?
Nothing. Here's your cake.
The bat has gone. Let's go to class.
Oh, who is that?
That is Bear. She is asleep as always. She's so lazy.
Bear, wake up. Get up.
Go away. Let me sleep for another 5 minutes.
We don't have time. The bell has gone.
Oh no, I don't want to go to school. I want to sleep.
Good morning, pupils.
Good morning, Mr. Dear.
The bell has gone. Let's begin the lesson. Today we're going to learn the alphabet. Look at the board and sing along with me.
XYZ, I know the alphabet.
Now look at these pictures. Wolfie, choose any picture you like.
I like this picture.
Look at the picture and continue the rhyme. The greedy skunk can see.
A punk.
All right, Raccoon, choose any picture.
I choose this one.
The scared raccoon is behind?
The moon.
Okay, Hedgehog, your turn.
I choose this picture.
All right, where do you stay?
Today.
Well done. Bear, wake up and look at the last picture. My lazy brother.
Doesn't help our mother.
Very well. Foxy, now you. Choose any picture you like.
I like this one.
All right. You are to color in this head.
In pink and red.
Excellent. All of you are to learn this song at home.
May I go home?
Yes, you may, Hedgehog.
Thank you, Mr. Deer. Goodbye.
May I go home too?
No, Skunk. I want you to stay for another 5 minutes.
Why?
Tomorrow is Hedgehog's birthday. I want you to write birthday cards for him.
But we can't write.
I can.
Stop it, pupils. Your mothers will help you. So, your homework for tomorrow is to write birthday cards for the Hedgehog. Don't forget. Now you may go. That will do for today.
Goodbye.
I'll give Hedgehog a present.
What will you give him?
I'll draw a beautiful picture for him.
Huh, a beautiful picture. I will give him a toy car.
And you, Skunk, what will you give Hedgehog?
I will write him a card.
The little friends went home.
Mummy, will you tell me a fairy story tonight?
Of course I will. Listen, my dear son. Once upon a time, there lived a little raccoon. He was very naughty. He never listened to his mother. When she asked him to do anything, he used to say, "I'm not going to do that," or "I don't want to do that," or just "no." His mother was not very happy about it. One day, the raccoon broke the mother's vase and his mother got angry. She said, "If I had a magic wand, I would make my son do what I want." At that moment, she heard the sound and saw a magic wand on the table. She was happy. She went to her son, waved the wand and said, "Go to the garden." He said, "All right, mother," and went to the garden. The mother was happy. She said, "Dig the ground." The raccoon said, "All right, mother," and began digging the ground. She said, "Go to your room." He said, "All right, mother," and went to his room. His mother was happy. She went to the kitchen to cook dinner. 1 hour later, she came to his room and saw her son standing in the middle of the room. He hadn't done anything all that time. The mother waved the wand and said, "Sit down on the armchair." He said, "All right, mother," and sat down on the armchair. "Open the book," he said. "All right, mother," and opened the book. "Begin reading," he said. "All right, mother," and began reading. "Oh dear," his mother cried. "He doesn't do anything if I don't ask him. This is not my son. This is a robot." She went to the fireplace and threw the wand into the fire. At this moment, her son stood up, went up to her and said, "Mummy dear, thank you very much. I don't want to be the robot. Please never use the magic wand again." "Okay," his mother said kindly. "Now, I'm very tired. Go to bed, please." "But I don't want to go to bed," the raccoon said. "What did you say? Where's my magic wand?" "All right, mother, I'll go to bed. Please no magic wands." And he went to bed. They lived happily ever after.